Oh yeah.
So, do you like memes or something? Or
I'm a meme queen.
You're a meme queen.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. Hello, this is Mata or Meat Bunny in the stewed with the young Rickles. We call them the Ricksters.
So, baby, Captain Craddad here. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Call me daddy.
So I don't know if you guys are up to date with meme culture, but Ricky discovered a gem that obviously
everybody's seen it.
He introduced me to it because I'm so out of the loop with shit like that. But the little yodeling boy in Walmart.
Walmart yodeling boy is my fucking guy. This fucking guy right here. Comes in hot with some fucking quality content. His mom must be so proud of him. He's what you could say is a meme dream.
Well, this is kind of like the story of how like Johnny Cash became famous, right? It was like he's
the number one guy.
A video of him singing in Walmart, and then somebody else took that recording and chopped and screwed it into a trap song, and he became world famous. Amazing that, history is, like, repeating itself.
Did you guys know that he wrote Hurt?
Yeah. Just letting everybody know, Hurt is an original Johnny Cash song. Anyways, welcome to Lowly Days, the radio show that is ripe with true and factual music trivia. We're here to educate you guys. That's what we're here for. We're here to provoke thoughts. We're here to really get to the bottom of what music is not only about,
yeah, I'm gonna close this fucking door, baby. Shut the front door.
Okay, but
apparently this mic is the only one that's really working.
Oh, really?
Oh shit.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I just listened in. Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna go over there.
Yeah.
If you guys wanna like put it here, in the middle or
something. I'm gonna fucking gargle this bitch.
So anyways, you've missed literally everything I just said, but basically what we're doing here today is we're giving you facts about music. We're telling you the whole truth and
take that off there and put it on there.
Okay.
Between us and make it hot.
All right, we're going to make it hot. So just letting you guys know what's happening. Sorry, this seems pretty directionless right now. But it's just cuz we're like dealing with shit. Ricky is just screaming into the fucking laptop for no reason while I'm trying to fucking talk to you guys, but it's chill. Everything's chill. Nothing matters anymore, and there's no sense in having any sense of fucking order here, so yeah.
Right here, and like make it.
Is this the mic that's working,
yeah,
or is it the other one?
It's this one.
Oh, okay, cool. Great.
What's up? So we're here. We're gonna play some shit.
Yeah.
We have a fucking sick ass party coming up, right, guys?
Yes, guys.
Guys. Guy.
Yes, we do, guy. It's called Girl Party 3.
Girl Party!
It's called Girl Party 3. There were, in fact, two girl parties prior to this one, but you know what? They don't fucking matter because they were stupid, and this one is not going to be stupid. It's going to be the greatest. We're going to have fun. We're going to beat up people that are creepy and horrible, and we're going to celebrate people that aren't creepy and horrible. And
it's
going to
be
a
nice time.
That's just like what it's about. We got a great,
some good shit.
Great list of bands, great lineup for ya.
Oh my god, Playboy Man Baby.
Playboy Man Baby? What? Celeste XXX, are you fucking kidding me?
Hey,
Waterloo?
Some cool guy's playing too with his band, right?
Yeah, some cool guy's playing with his band.
Tlossy.
It's Captain Crawdaddles, who is playing in Tlossy's band Waterloo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play some music.
Yeah, I want to play some music. I want to play a song off of the new album that The Garden just put out, because it's a really great album, and I've only very recently in the last, like, week discovered how much I really, 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 really like this band. This album is called Mirror Might Steal Your Charm. It literally came out, like, a couple days ago. Hey, Hubertine, if you're listening, I want you to stop using my Spotify, because I'm currently using it. Thank you. This is a song called Call the Dogs Out. Might Steal Your Charm. It's available on Spotify. Check her out, little bitches. The cool thing about The Garden is that they're actually based in Orange, California, which isn't very far from here at all. Also, they're totally in our age range.
Gross. Orange, California? Dumb.
Yeah, but, like, they're accessible, which is something that I'm concerned with.
We're gonna fucking kidnap you guys, so watch out. Hey, The Garden, if you're listening, don't listen to this.
Hey, The Garden, we know how you like to check in on this fucking radio station every once in a while, so just don't this time, because everything we're saying is a joke.
We're drinking Bud Light. We're trying to watch our girly figures.
Girly.
Yeah.
Girly figures.
Yeah.
Yes, that is, in fact, what we're doing. Ricky, do you have any music you want to play, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, what's the deal? I want to listen to fucking Yodeling Boy Remix on repeat, because that shit's badass.
Well, we're not going to do that.
Cool.
We're not going to do that.
Let's listen to Mon Laferte. M-O-N-L-A-F-E-R-T.
Mon Laferte. You know what that is? That's a French word for my the fert.
Allez.
Mon Laferte.
No te fumes mi marihuana.
No te fumes marihuana? Which fucking, where is that? Do you know what that is?
Just put this one on. I like this one. I'm not really. This is Mon Laferte with Juanes.
Okay.
Some fucking shit.
What's the name of the song?
Amarrame.
Amárrame. got married.
Amarrame.
What's that one Justin Bieber song I really like? Hold on, we're currently searching a Justin Bieber song because Maddie requests Justin Bieber.
Maddie gets what he fucking wants. Even if it's fucking Bieber. Okay, guys.
Let's see. Oh, here we go.
We're totally gonna
so here's a song, a little ditty called "Somebody to Love," and no, it is not the Queen song. This is Justin Bieber, and it's a fucking jam. So here we go.
Gotta keep it. Gotta keep it close.
It feels so right. Feels so right.
Feels so right.
that was just for you.
Maddie, that was just for you, little baby.
I don't need nothing else but you, baby.
I don't need nothing else but that one song by Justin Bieber. The Biebster. It's funny because I call both Ricky the Rickster and Justin Bieber the Biebster because they have so much in common with each other.
Yeah, we're so fucking cute. Nah, he's ugly. Me too.
Okay, this next song I'm going to play is called So. It's by Alex G. And it is a totally different, I would say, vibe than the song we just listened to. If you like to get sad, if you like to sing about being sad, and if you like listening to other people sing about being sad so that you can be even more sad, you will enjoy this fucking song as much as I do, bitch. So, but Alex G. Wow, I literally almost said by Justin Bieber.
Shitty heart. That's what I want to do.
That's how Ricky copes with his depression.
Yeah.
Is by imagining himself pooping on his heart and then eating it.
That's what I do.
That's what I do.
Talking about coping mechanisms.
Talk about what? Were we talking about coping mechanisms?
When? Right now.
Oh, well, but when people, normally when people say, like, talking about that.
No, it's like talk about.
No, I know, or like talk about coping mechanisms, but it's like. That's, like, in reference to, like, if we were having a conversation about it before.
We just
and
did.
Then, no, we did it. That's, you can't say that yes. In reference to the same fucking conversation yes. That you're saying yeah, it you about. Yeah, no, you can't. Yeah. That it doesn't make any sense. Can somebody back me up on this? Somebody
nobody
please respond to me.
Nobody
I don't understand why I just talk into this microphone and nobody ever talks back to me. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, yeah, Mata, you don't make any sense.
Well, yeah, Ricky, you don't make any sense. Fuck you, bitch. So here's something interesting is, the schedule for the radio show got a little fucked up, or it didn't get fucked up at all. This is just a result of my own confusion. But we will be back on again next Friday at our normal time, 4 to 5 p.m., which is very convenient because the fucking evening following that perfect specific, exquisite, amazing episode of Lowly Days is, in fact, Girl Party 3.
Girl Party 3!
Bitches! Woo! Look, if you fucking follow Lowly Days on Facebook, if you follow Playboy Man Baby on Facebook, if you follow Waterloo on Facebook, any of these fucking bands, you can get the information for this fucking
party.
Dude,
it's gonna
be
sick!
It's gonna be super good. It's gonna be super sick. God damn it.
We're all fucking gonna be super fucking cool. No harassment. No weirdos.
Yeah, no bullshit. Just come in.
Well, there's gonna be plenty of weirdos there, but no.
And plenty of bullshit, but you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, definitely.
Just the bad weirdos and the bad bullshit. And we don't mean bad as in bad bitches. We mean bad as in terrible. So keep it out. All right, assholes. God! Okay, Ricky, what do you have for us today?
I'm going to play some Kinky.
And what is that?
It's a band from Monterrey, Mexico. And this is a song called ¿A dónde van los muertos?
All right.
I'm Pinky from Monterrey with A Donde Van Los Muertos. I've been following that band since I was a little bitch, 11-year-old kid in Mexico. It's fun.
That's tight, Ricky. That's really cool. That song was pretty fucking sick. I've never heard it before.
I love that song.
And
they
I
come
love
around.
It.
They've been in L.A. a few times.
Let's go see them the next
yeah.
time they come, because
I
that's
missed them
awesome.
Last time. I played in Pasadena, but I couldn't go.
Damn.
Well, yeah.
Well, awesome.
Kinky.
And the, on the, topic of dance music, excuse me, sorry, we're pounding beers back here, friends. on the topic of dance music, if you know Diana, Lady Di, who is the bringer of Lowly Days to life, who, because of her work schedule, hasn't been able to be on the show, but will be switching around the show's schedule soon so that it can accommodate her work schedule so that we can all be on here again more. If you know her at all, if you know Sarah at all, which you might not know her as well as Lady Di on this show specifically because we talk about Lady Di so much, but if you know them at all, you know that they love digitalism. And through them, I have now grown a love for digitalism, who is this, like, DJ duo that they actually saw, like, 2 years ago in London, I think, when they went on their Euro trip together,
wow.
which is, like, super sick. And, you know,
like
when
they
came back, they told us about it, or they told me about it. They played digitalism for me, and so, so good. They're actually performing tonight at the Echoplex. And I managed,
what?
You know, yeah, Sarah and Diana got their tickets, you know, a week ago. And Maddie, if you want to come fucking see digitalism, then yes, we partying. But anyways, they got their tickets a week ago, and I was like, whatever, I'll get my ticket this week. And then they sold out, right? And I was like, fuck, I got to figure out how to get my ticket. Then they released more tickets, bitch, and so I got my ticket. So now all three of them are going to, or all three of us are going to see digitalism tonight at the Echoplex.
Astral projector, the fucking
Anyways, I'm just going to play one of their songs now because if I keep talking, I'm just going to sound stupid. So this is a song called
Damage
Circles,
done,
and it's off the album.
Damage
I love you, dude.
I'm gonna go.
Song that wasn't me ending it too early. So anyways, that was Digitalism. Super good, super excited to see them tonight. Really kind of wish I was gonna be on drugs to see them, but you know what, we pour out here, so just gonna have to get drunk, I guess. Anyways, Ricky is looking for some unreleased Waterloo music that he wants to play, but while he's doing that, I'm just gonna bring up a topic that I'm gonna probably ramble about to myself, you know, in the amount of time it takes for him to find this song. You ever, like, so I started using my OkCupid again last night, and yeah, I updated my photos because it used to just be pictures of me with long hair, and on my caption I was just like, I shaved my head, but if you want to see pics of me, go to my Instagram, because I didn't have whatever, I just didn't upload them. So I did the whole thing. I changed my about me section, everything like that. And I started talking to this guy, and he's like cool, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he's cute. But like, something that like I just can't get over with like anybody is like when people fucking like use like proper English as like a comedic crutch. Which Ricky, you know, I brought this up to Ricky, and he was just like, oh my god, like, immediately, like, I didn't even have to, like, explain it, like, he knew the fuck I was talking about. But for those of you out there who might not know what I'm talking about, it's when people, like, think that being like, oh, yes, well, hello, haha, whatever, like, that shit is, like, funny to them. And I think it's so lazy to, like, totally lean on just being like, this is funny because it's weird because, you know, like, we're in America and we use slang and, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's, like, to be like, oh, hello, fellow human. Ha ha. How was your day today on planet Earth? It's, like, I'm, like, this dude that I'm talking to, like, is, like, just, like, enough of a balance of that and then also being a normal person that it's, like, really hard for me to decide if I want to continue talking to him or not, because he is pretty cute and we do have, like, similar senses of humor to, you know, the extent that I would have an interest in him, which doesn't happen that often, at least, you know, meeting people off of OkCupid is concerned. But it's just that little thing. It's just that little, like, and I know a lot of people do it because they're nervous, okay? Like, I have caught myself slipping into that form of communication when I'm nervously talking to somebody that I don't know, or I don't know what they're, you know, interests are, what their sense of humor is. It's like really easy to slip into that, well, hello, good sir, haha, how are you on this fine evening? But like, I stopped doing that like a long time ago, like I think maybe when I was a teenager, or even before I was a teenager, you know, which would mean I was like prepubescent, you know, maybe even I never did it, and I'm just, you know, creating this fake narrative so that I can find some ounce of empathy for these people that do this, because it really is just so fucking annoying. But you know what? Everybody, you know what? Hey, you know what, Ricky? Talk about coping mechanisms. See, this is where it fits, okay? This is a context in which saying something like that fits. Talk about coping mechanisms, all right? That's one for the fucking books. And by books, I mean my nerves dying. Literally every time somebody does that in an interaction with me or in an interaction online or whatever. It's still, you know what, it's on par with tip my cup to you, m'lady. Like, it's literally the exact same thing as that. So you know what, here's my tip for you today. If you're trying to court somebody, you know, in real life or on the internet, or if you're even just trying to like platonically interact with someone in real life or on the internet, or if you're even just trying to communicate just in general at any level, even if you're talking to yourself, don't ever do that shit. because it's not fucking funny. You know who thinks that shit is funny? Is like 5-year-olds that watch the Disney Channel, okay? And I promise you there will come a day where they don't think it's funny anymore either. So, anyways, do you have it, Ricky?
It's not even, Spotify's not even working anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was unreleased.
Yeah, but I couldn't find it because I don't have the download code at hand.
Okay, well.
So just play a released one.
Well, if it's not, it's not
it's
working.
On Spotify.
But it's not working?
We'll just search it. It's Waterloo.
Okay, cool. So.
Just on the run. Okay, let's play Mother Tree.
Okay, so.
We're gonna play some Waterloo!
We're gonna play some Waterloo. This song is called Mother Tree.
Fucking listen to that shit on Spotify along with On the Run. We're gonna be fucking opening up the show at fucking Girl Party 3 fucking next Saturday.
I was like,
it's gonna be sick! It's gonna be a grand old fucking motherfucking time.
It's gonna be a grand old motherfucking thuggin' muckin' fucking time. So, since we're gonna do that, I'll play a song by Playboy Man Baby.
Wow!
Yes, this is going to be another band playing Girl Party 3, bitches. They're super good. Guess what, idiots? All the bands that are playing are fucking amazing, bitch. That's why we booked them, idiots.
It's gonna be sick.
Okay, so, oh my god, Ricky, having a bit of technical difficulties.
Just leave it right there.
Yeah, but I'm talking into it. Okay, so the next song that we're going to play is a song called Cheap Wine by Playboy Man Baby, or as they say in the U.S., Playboy Man Baby. This is from their album Don't Let It Be, which actually came out last year. Yes, they are going on tour this year, and yes, one of their stops is going to be in L.A., and yes, it is going to be fucking Girl Party 3, so fuck you. Listen to this song. It's called Cheap Wine. Love ya, hate ya, goodbye. Cheap Wine by Playboy Man Baby. Yes, they are going to be playing Girl Party 3. It confused me a little bit because I almost said Play Girl Play Baby, but it's Playboy Man Baby playing Girl Party 3. Anyways, very excited. It's beauty pageant themed. We have a small gift we're giving out to people at the entrance if they show up in costume. And if you don't show up in costume, then you're just a loser and you have to live the rest of your life knowing that you're so concerned about your image that you can't even dress up to fit the theme, the predetermined theme of a party. Either that or you just don't have anything that fits the theme. And you know what? That's understandable. But at the same time, I mean, God, try a little bit fucking harder, okay? Seriously. Anyways, so the next song I'm going to play is a song that has been stuck in my head for so fucking long. It's called Hey Friend, and it's by Jeff, the Brotherhood. And I think when I play it, Ricky is going to recognize it as I've just been singing it so much, but only one part of it over and over and over again. So anyways, this is called Hey Friend by Jeff the Brotherhood, and I'm just gonna let you know that as we play this song, Ricky and I are going to shotgun some beers. song's so fucking good. Ricky, don't you like it so much better now that you actually heard the song instead of just hearing me repeating, I've been thinking about your mom, I've been thinking about your dad
like
over and over again?
Because of you. No, that's a good song, but you suck.
Say it for the people in the back.
The people in the back know what's up because they're in the back because they want to get away from you. Got him.
I am Ricky's best friend.
Guys. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
So, oh my God. He feels like he needs to be mean to me because he knows only a shitty person would agree to being his best friend. So
no,
it's understandable.
And the best people. There's no in between. It's like the fucking most shitty and the most cool people in the world.
Are
nobody likes me anyway.
Mutually exclusive.
All my friends don't like me. So. And this is why.
This is why Ricky's hot.
I'm about to play this song, and this is why nobody likes me.
So anyways, we're just going to talk this out.